These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. The Deadly Mountain of Death, Chapter 1, making a deadly mountain out of a fatal molehill.
If this is Wednesday, this must be Switzerland. It was a beautiful day in the tiny mountain village of Oberdrumstickgau. The crisp, pure mountain air made me sick. I punched out a tour bus driver and sucked down some exhaust fumes. My mind clouded over. At last, I could think. I was on a mission for my county, sent here to this crummy little country, lousy with clockmakers and chocolate bars, sent here to kill.
Hey, Lance, you want a chocolate bar? How about a cuckoo clock? You want to learn how to play the zither? You want to put down a gun, Lance? We can talk this over.
Gee, Uncle Mr. Stallion, sir, you just knocked Dingle over one of the many picturesque cliffs common to the Swiss Alps. The Alps, by the way, were formed when the Alpine Peninsula, i.e. Italy, slammed into the soft underbelly of the European...
I was tense. It was always like this when the extremely Long Beach County government sent me out to kill someone, especially when it has to be someone specific. Anyway, here I was, a stranger in a strange land, hunting my prey like a vengeful big city pigeon swooping low over a spotless windshield.
Another one. Okay. Up you go, burn your player.
Somewhere up ahead in Oberdrumstickgau was a Swiss dive known as the Funny Leather Shorts Inn. And somewhere in that joint was a Swiss guy I had to kill.
So, Lance is on a deadly mission of death that will spell doom for a doomed Swiss guy. But who? And why? And can a county government do something like this? Tune in next time and find out on The Deadly Mountain of Death, Chapter 2. Lance Stallion, radio detective.
Here, we're almost there. Now, give me your other hand, Jimmy. Come on.
Thanks.
There you go.
Gee, what a fall.
What a climb.
Hey, Uncle Mr. Stallion, sir. As I was saying, plate tectonics explaining this...
No.
My mind was full of murder and pride in my home county.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.